Rodgers is out on Pat McAfee's show. Take a look.
Aaron Rodgers is out at the Pat McAfee show. The ESPN host announced that the New York Jets quarterback will no longer be appearing on his show. Aaron Rodgers Tuesday season 4 is done. There will be a lot of people that will be happy with that, myself included, to be honest. But the way it ended, it got real loud. McAfee added, "We are very lucky to get a chance to chat with him and learn from him. Some of his thoughts and opinions, though, do piss off a lot of people, and I'm pumped that that is no longer going to be every single Wednesday of my life, which it has been for the last few weeks." Rodgers had appeared on McAfee's show every Tuesday as part of Aaron Rodgers' Tuesday segment. Over the past few weeks, the segment has become a national story after Rodgers, in an apparent joke, claimed that ABC late night host Jimmy Kimmel was worried about the Epstein list coming out.
A lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, are really hoping that doesn't
happen.
McAfee ultimately apologized for his show's role in the flap, saying he can understand why Kimmel would be upset.
I think that is because he's attached to ESPN. ESPN doesn't want any kind of civil lawsuit that comes from Jimmy Kimmel. There's obviously been a long-standing beef between Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Kimmel. And when you start to get other people involved, see, one thing that a lot of people didn't pay attention to during the whole Cassie Diddy drama was when Cassie filed her lawsuit, she didn't just file it against Diddy. She filed it against Diddy, Bad Boy, all of the record labels that was around, Revolt. She found, or whoever her lawyer was, found every single person that they can sue. And so I believe that there's people that get into other people's ear that then determine what goes on. And Pat McAfee himself said that he wanted to clarify why Aaron Rodgers won't be on the show, because he added that he wanted to try and avoid controversy. I thought that that was the whole idea of what Pat McAfee was. I thought that that was why ESPN wanted Pat McAfee on the show in the first place, was because he was unfiltered. They did what they wanted to do, and they was not a part of the Disney machine. And this is the thing that a lot of people fear about their favorite content creators or whoever it is that they follow on the internet since they were smaller and they built up their following. When they get the bag, they change. You know, I pray, because I'm starting to get more phone calls and things like that, right? And I pray that if I ever get my $30 to $50 to $100 million contract, that either I don't change who I authentically am, because I never, listen, once you reach a certain threshold, you're beyond having a sellout. So I pray, because I had a dream last night. I had a dream last night that I got a huge offer from a major network. And then I turned them down, and then I woke up really, really excited about it, right? And the reason that I was excited about it is because I had gotten to a point where I was comfortable enough in my own skin, and I had reached financial thresholds in my life to where I couldn't be bought in order to filter or censor myself or walk away from the people that supported me. And if I ever have to change, then I prefer not to do it at all, because if I'm going to change, I'm going to change for the better. And I want to absolutely positively stay who it was that I built this whole thing with. I want to change. But I want to change and evolve in a good way. I want to change and continuously improve in what it is that we put together. But I don't want to start changing as far as not being able to say what I wanted to say or start doing certain things a certain way and getting away from the core of who I am. Not to say that I would ever get that big of a deal or something like that, right? But the whole point is that I thought that that was the reason why people feared Pat McAfee going over to ESPN and Disney in the first place. I don't know. Anyways, moving on. Eric Spoelstra, I covered this a little bit on a video that I dropped before I did my live stream last night, but Eric Spoelstra agreed to an 8-year, $120 million contract extension. Take a look.
To some news now out of Miami. Heat coach Eric Spoelstra has agreed to an 8-year contract extension worth more than $120 million, the most committed money in North American coaching history. According to our senior insider, Adrian Wojnarowski, Spoelstra, who has won 2 championships and reached the NBA Finals 6 times, is now locked in with the only franchise he has ever coached. And look at here. Heat royalty chimed in on social media to salute their former coach. LeBron posting, "Worth every single cent," and D-Wade followed up with 8 money bags for the years, the 8-year deal, of course. Adrian Wojnarowski is back with us now.
Now, here's the caveat, and again, I alluded to this before the live stream yesterday in a video that I dropped. The deal is the largest known coaching contract in NBA history and a total value surpassing San Antonio Spurs coach Popovich. 5 years, more than $80 million, a deal that still carries a higher annual salary. However, both deals are a ripple effect of the marketing or the market resetting a six-year, $78.5 million deal that Monty Williams got with the Detroit Pistons. Oh, my God. But 8 years, $120 million. Here's the key. His wife is being trolled by people on the internet because they basically saying that she fumbled the bag. Now, why would they say that she's fumbling the bag? They're saying that she's fumbling the bag because he didn't sign his contract extension until after his divorce was finalized. Now, this woman was a woman that worked for the Heat organization. Apparently, he met her as she was like the head coach of the cheerleaders or something like that, right? And people are basically saying that she fumbled the bag because he signed a record-breaking eight-year, $120 million extension, but he signed it after his divorce from the former Heat dancer, and his divorce was finalized November 2023 after 7 years of marriage, and then right after that, he signed his contract extension. So I don't know how you smart man. Men are wising up. Men are starting to get smart. They no longer finding themselves in a stupid space where, you know, they now still putting themselves under duress and all of this crap. They starting to wise up. And they said, nah, you're not getting the rest of this. So congrats to his lawyer. He had a phenomenal lawyer. Congrats to everybody that participated in making sure that he got his contract extension. But you can't say that she fumbled the bag because it was never hers in the first place. She never coached a game. She wasn't there before he became head coach of the Heat, right? So why do y'all keep thinking that y'all entitled to something that he earned rightfully? He earned it rightfully. Honestly, Anton, I think if you got offered 30 to 40 to 50 million, let me address this comment real quick. Honestly, Anton, I think that if you got offered 30 to 40 to 50 million, you'll likely curb your content like everyone else. Pat McAfee was making an S ton of money and he just wanted ESPN validation. No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. I would never sell out. I would never sell out. Listen, there's no amount of money that you can get me to buy me as far as me selling out. If I don't believe in it, now, if you offered me the money and I could do what I wanted to do, then cool. But if I don't believe in it, then I'm not selling it out. Listen, I don't really know if you know how much money I make already. I don't know if you know. Look, it's nothing that I cannot buy today that I could not buy if I got a $30 million contract. Nothing. There is nothing that I cannot. Listen, $30 million after taxes really is only about $16, $17. It's nothing that you can offer me today that I cannot already buy for myself even with that. There's nothing that you can buy. I'm not worried about it. Listen, I'm not even close, not even remotely. I'm about 18, 19 years away from the apex of what I'm going to be making. When I look back on my life, I don't want to look back and say, yeah, I did it only for the money. I want to be rewarded accordingly. It's nothing that I can't buy that you don't already. Yo, I'm richer than a lot of your favorite basketball players. A lot of these former NBA players, a lot of these former NFL players. I got it out the mud the hard way. Didn't skip steps, didn't do any of that. So unless I could just do whatever it is that I want to do, I'm not tripping off of that. I'm never going to leave my core audience behind because they are the people that help make this platform. They are part of it. Chat Lives Matters. And that's the thing that I'm going to continue to do. Flat out. Oh, you don't think that I got offered a lot of money already, but then I surpassed what the money was that they was offering me already? When I see people say that like that in the chat, I know who you are. And then I know who to stay away from because I know that you will sell me out just because they offered you a few shekels, just like they offered Judas. They will, look, when I see people in the chat say, I know you, no, you just projecting your own insecurities. Because basically what you'll tell me is that you'll sell me out for 50 pieces of silver. I'm not selling my people out for 50 pieces of silver. My people been holding me down this entire time. Ask them. You know how you know that I'm a real one? You know how you know that I'm a real one? Because I've never changed my coaching prices. There are people that basically charge 10 times what I charge. I charge my corporate clients a lot of money, but the people that rock with me, I've never changed my coaching prices, no matter how much money that I make. I've never changed my coaching prices because the only thing that I charge is based off of what my time is worth, not necessarily to make the most money. I've never asked anybody that's ever got a coaching call. Fa Brown, he right there. Fa Brown is in there right now. Antonio Watkins is in there right now. It's a lot of people in this chat that got coaching calls to me, and I give my all to them. And I have never charged them one more dollar than whatever it is that I came into the game charging as far as what it is that my time was worth. Mr. Lott is right there. I've never charged one more dollar. Demetrius is right there. I coach college kids, bro. I coach college kids. I don't switch up. I don't change. I don't raise prices. I don't try to maximize it. Randy is right there. I don't try to maximize the amount of money that I can make. I don't try to skim people. I don't raise the price that I charge inside of the Patreon. My price has been the same since day one. I don't adjust with inflation. I don't even raise the prices on the people that I rent from. And that's a fact, though. You don't believe it. I have never raised the prices on not one person that I've ever rented out my properties to. It's the same prices. I'm not like y'all, bro. I don't do it for money. Money is a residual effect of what it is that we make. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, what's up, brother? How are you?
How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. Just running. I'm you, good, though.
Everything is good at the house?
Everything's always good at the house.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Make sure you send me that quote for that work that and then you know, we'll figure it out from there.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just gonna go through the basement a little bit more. I was talking with Tatiana. Yeah, I was kinda a little agitated, you know. She knows damn well not to jump the gun, so she jumped the gun without telling me, and then she opened up a can of worms, so my apologies for that.
Nah, you cool, man. Listen, we've had a great relationship. How long have you guys been renting from me?
It's been 8 years.
You guys have been renting from me from 8 years?
8 years, man.
And guess what? And you know what the funny thing is? I was talking to my wife the other day, and I said, do you know I've never, ever raised the prices on them for rent?
Yeah, that's what you were saying last time. Do you realize we haven't signed a contract in like 5 years?
Yeah, but it's just because we got a good relationship, and I love you guys. And I will listen. I will never ever raise the prices of rent on you guys. I always love my people, and you guys take care of the property. I love you guys. I don't even come over there and check on you guys.
I mean, the feeling's mutual. We can't complain, and I hope you can't either. So, no, it's good all around. But, yeah, man, I'm going to get through it. I'm just wrapping up work here. I got some errands to run. I stopped and see my granny. My granny had a stroke.
Oh, man.
It's all good. She's doing good.
Well, listen, let me know if you guys need anything, okay?
No, we're good. I'm just going to go through. I'm going to do some little bit more investigating. I've been so busy at work. I'm gonna research the around the furnace area a little bit more myself, get a material list together, and like I said, I've dealt with this stuff so many times in my life, and what they came back with is exactly what most of those guys would tell you. You know, they try to scare the hell out of you. And then,
well, yeah, that's because they trying to fleece the insurance company and stuff too. But I'd rather
exactly right.
So, I'd rather give you the money because I have a relationship with you than give it to them. So
for sure, man. How I deal with my clients, and that's definitely how I'm going to deal with you. So I'm just going to do you know, the bare minimum. It's a rental property, and you know what I mean, so and to make, you know, my lady happy. So
yep. And then tell Tatiana I say hello.
Absolutely. I'll like I said, I'm gonna get home later today. I'm gonna get a material list together. I may have tomorrow off, so I may take some time first thing in the morning to gather some materials, and
well, I'll cut you I'll send it directly to you. I'll pay for the materials, whatever it is that you need me to do, just let me know.
Yeah, no worries. I'll touch base with you and say, look for you tomorrow. Tomorrow in the AM, tomorrow by lunchtime, you'll hear from me.
Okay, my friend. All right, let me know if you need anything.
I appreciate it, man. Have a great day.
All right, bye. I ain't never capped a day in my life. I ain't never capped a day in my life. I ain't never raised the rents on nobody that had ever leased a property from me, not one time. I don't sell out like y'all. I'm not trying to make the maximum amount of money. I make sure that I pour into people first and they take care of me as a result of it. I've never had a tenant move out of any one of my properties. Not one. I ain't never, ever, ever. What up, Keisha in Miami? I love you. I ain't never moved out. I ain't never had a tenant move out of not one of my properties. They love me and I love them back. Listen, I'm the same way online as I am in real life. I'm the same way online as I am in real life. I never sell out. I never raise the prices on my tenants. Ever. We've been doing business without a contract. The first time that they moved in and they leased from me, they signed a contract. Shortly after that, over the past 5 years, we ain't even did no paperwork. We just, they pay their rent on time. I make sure that I take care of them. They take care of me, and that's just the end of the conversation. I always make sure that I take care of my people. I always look out for them. Straight up. They got children. Good people. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, when you do good business, people look out for you. And it's some of us that's still left as good people, that's real people. All of us ain't out here finessing. All of us ain't out here scamming. See, just because you don't know where all of my rental properties are because I have them in a trust, don't mean that they don't exist. I done owned properties for the past 10 years, family. For the past 10 years, I've been accumulating properties like Monopoly. I've been rich longer than some of y'all kids and been alive. And I ain't never sold out. You can't buy me with money. Come on, man. This is what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to have integrity. I need y'all to have love. I need y'all to be a true representation of what being a godly person is. It's not about whether or not you curse. It's not about any of that other type of stuff. It's more or less about how you treat people. The way that you treat people on this earth is the way that you show that you love God. That's why I be so heartbroken when people do bad things to me, because I be like, me? Anton, I ain't never did bad business. I always treat people better than what it is that they treat me. And I always make sure that people fly first class. I always make sure that people are taken care of. That's why I'm so blessed. I'm blessed financially because of what it is that I do. My currency is the people. The money is just the residual effect of it. That's why people love me. We in Quick Hits, y'all. Hold on. Let me back up. I thought I was on the pulpit for a minute. This is Quick Hits. It's Quick Hits. Let's get back to the next story. Shout out to Eric Spoelstra. And then last but not least, earlier footage surfaced of Biden basically saying that he was against open borders. Take a look.
That no great nation can be in a position where they can't control their borders. It matters how you control your borders, not just for immigration, but it matters for drugs, terror, a whole range of other things. So that's the first sort of truism. The second truism is that this nation is such that people in the country should have the first opportunity to be able to have jobs that pay well and have jobs that are decent, and that after that, the second crack goes to what we may need from other parts of the world or any other input. We have to. And I had been arguing for, when I'm back in my days as chairman of the Judiciary Committee and straight through as the leader of the Foreign Relations Committee, I've been arguing for the need to put more protection at our borders, meaning that you have more border guards. This president, refusing to add the number of border guards, now said he has to send the National Guard down. He vetoed. He was against adding the number of border guards. I only can suggest the reason he was is because he needed that money for his tax cuts that were unnecessary. I'm not being facetious. I'm being serious. Again, show me what you value. He had put a higher value on tax cuts for the wealthy than he did on protecting the border. And all of a sudden, the public responds, and now he says, now we got to send the National Guard down there that's already overstretched by God knows how much. You know the units going in and out of your own state, going to Iraq and to Afghanistan. So I think what you have to do is you have to have a significant increase.
Somebody is saying that this footage is from 50 years ago. This footage is from 2007 when they were campaigning for Obama to become president of the United States of America. This footage is from 2007. This is not yesterday. This is not the day before. This is footage from 2007.
In the security at the border, including limited elements where you actually have a fence. Not a fence 3,000 miles like these folks are talking about, but you've got to, there are certain places people can go over and under a fence, but you can't take 100 kilos of cocaine over and under a fence. And what you do when you have limited places where fences are in populated areas, you force these drug dealers and others around, making it easier to apprehend because there's fewer places to come through.
Isn't that ironic, huh? So, when Anton comes on here and I say, I don't understand. But why did Biden come back and say, we're not going to build another centimeter of border wall and we're going to continue to let all of this happen? When we now live in an age where we have free rein on content creators in order to pull up the receipts, and we can say, oh, this is exactly what they really stand for. And we start combining and contrasting and trying to understand exactly what's happening. Now you understand why I'm so adamant about being independent, because I can call it like I see it and I don't have to be controlled by anybody that tells me what it is that I'm supposed to do. This man literally echoed the sentiments of your heart. So when y'all say, oh, no, we don't want to close off our borders because we're Democrats. So was he. He'd been a Democrat his entire life, and he told you out of his own mouth when he was coherent that it makes no sense. He was holding a Republican accountable for not closing off the borders. At the time, it was Bush that was in office, and he was holding him accountable for not closing off the borders, and now he's doing the exact same thing. It makes you wonder. That's your quick hits, ladies and gentlemen.